Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Every October 4th, the church holds up the example of a poor man who meets all of Paul's criteria for what's worthy about thinking. Some describe him as the greatest image of Christ, of all the saints. Surely he's on the short list of most popular. And as we hear of not only two, but three separate vineyards in the scriptures again this week, we can picture the hillsides laden with grapes around his hometown of Assisi. Of course, I'm speaking of San Francesco, St. Francis. Tomorrow, despite the lack of sidewalks, we're still having the blessing of animals at 11 o'clock. For he reminds us that God created every beast of the earth, everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, and that it is very good. We think of him in a few other ways as well. We think of him and how people first reacted to him, not least of all his own father, when he began his mission. Much like those sent by the vineyard owner in the gospel today, and how they were treated by the tenants, stripped, stoned, and beaten. We think of him also these days during this pandemic, in a particular way as he faced the pandemic of his day, which was leprosy. We know a lot more about medicine today than he did back in the 13th century, but perhaps he knew a lot more about how everyone must still be loved, regardless of physical health. We think of him when the sins of priests decades ago are still in the news cycle, it seems like on a daily basis. For though Francis was a deacon and not a priest, he had great reverence for the priests, not ignoring their shortcomings, but acknowledging the gift given to the church through their hands in the Most Holy Eucharist. When he and his brothers, that we now know as Franciscans, would travel from town to town, they would spot another spire, another church, and they would acknowledge the presence of the Eucharistic Lord dwelling there. And last but not least, we think of him because of Christmas. Already the parish council, the parish staff, priests around the diocese, priests throughout the world are trying to figure out what Christmas is going to look like this year. Well, I picked up this book this week, told the story of St. Francis' creation of the manger scene in a grotto outside the village with a real ox, a real ass, real sheep, and, well, real children dressed in white as angels. And then how on that cold Christmas Eve, 800 years ago, he preached. As related by Anthony Esselin, he preached, "This is a new thing in the world," he says. "This is perhaps the only new thing the world has ever seen." And then he speaks to them of the child in the manger. It is not only that God has deigned to come among us in so humble a guise, it is that he is instructing us even now. Even from the manger does Christ preach, saying, "If you would enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become as I am. you must become as little children. The child has nothing. The son does nothing but what he sees the father do, and therefore the father has robed him in splendor. Esalen continues, so for an hour and more did St. Francis preach, and the people there at the second creche in the history of the world, for the first was at the stable cave in Bethlehem, they listened, as they always did, as if his clear and boyish voice swept them from that hillside into the land where the boy Christ looks upon his own and makes the lion lie down with the lamb, and more remarkable than that, the rich man to bow in homage to the poor, and leads them to streams of living water. Brothers and sisters, Auntie Mame was right. We do need a little Christmas. We do. Not just with garlands and lights and tinsel. No. The reason why we're speaking of it already is because our hearts long for that. Wondering what it will mean in this year of the coronavirus, to be sure. Should we have tickets? Should we cancel the early evening masses? Should we hire bouncers and security? We don't know yet what the answer is, but we do know that we need a little Christmas, that we need the witness of Francis, and that we need the life of Christ, who comes in a manger. He comes in a manger as food for a hungry world.